Are you ever surprised at how temporary some things are in life? Or how quickly things change? This is Friday, April 12th. Social movements move quickly. They may be the most obvious changes. Like the hashtag MeToo. It was around for a short time, but now you really just don't see it very much. Then there are fads. Do you remember the Segways? They were all the rage. And there was a time when people were taking ice bucket challenges. I'm glad that's passed. Then Teslas. They're not quite as special as they used to be. My kids were into Pokemon a few years back. Are they still a thing? And technology. It changes rapidly as well. I remember having a pager before cell phones, and then until cell phones had texting capabilities. There was a whole language of code that we use when we had those pagers. And then there are immense cultural changes as well. Social media has exploded in the last 15 years, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter, and now TikTok is all the rage. But for how long? All of life seems on the move like this. Ideas are quickly changing. What was forbidden just a few years ago has become acceptable now, and it soon will be common. In such shifting ideas about life, well, how am I to know where to stand? Should I accept those changing ideas and patterns of life just as those around me are doing? That is the question of Psalm 1. I'm going to go to our text for today and read verse 3 to 4. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Now, in our song, the contrast could hardly be greater. There is the true tree rooted by streams with an unending supply of water and nutrients. It's resilient and fruitful. But then there is the chaff. These are people not rooted in God and His truth. But what exactly is chaff? Well, when grain is harvested, it is first beaten. That is called threshing. And that cracks the thin shell or husk around the kernel. Then it is tossed into the air, and the chaff, that thin husk, is blown away by the wind, and the kernel of grain falls to the ground where it can be collected. You see, that chaff is so light, it's almost like nothing. It will blow wherever the wind blows. There's no significance to it. People like this have no root. There's no intellectual, social, or personal stability. One fad appears and another disappears. For example, look at how trust is diminished in our day, how commitments have grown weaker, how we become cynical about life. There's this feeling of hollowness or weightlessness in our world. It feels like everything is chaff, being blown with the latest wind. Likely all of us can feel this. Everything is moving. Nothing seems stable and can be trusted over the long haul. Of course, this has taken place in every era. But with the advent of worldwide instant communication, the change is often exaggerated or accelerated, blown by the winds of culture. For example, I think of how sand dunes are shaped by wind over time. Having no set shape or size, the whole landscape seems to be fluid like water. And this is the way our world is feeling at present. Is there anything true that is fixed? Anything we can depend upon? Any place to anchor your life? In the end, can anything be trusted? And that's the point being made in this psalm. One life is substantial, the rooted tree. It is not moved, and then there is the chaff that the wind blows away. It really is of no account in the end. But imagine this. You could return in 50 or 100 years and find people immersed in the Word, sharing the values and life you have right now. How could they do this? It's all about being rooted, all about having a basis for your life that cannot be touched by the changing winds in our world. I remember a few years ago, Sandy and I were out for dinner just before one of the hurricanes hit South Florida. I met a man at the restaurant who had just anchored his boat behind an island of mangroves to protect it from the storm, since he knew it would be damaged if it was left at the dock. He explained that he was not worried because he had put out two immense anchors. One was large and had 300 feet of anchor chain, and he said he didn't know what the storm might do to his boat, but he knew just where he would find that anchor when the storm passed by. It would be right where he left it. It would not be moved. And this is what this song is about, the life that cannot be moved, the life that is happy because it is secure, because then it can be fruitful in any season and through every season of life. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a place to stand, a truth that we can come to. Help us to root our lives in you and your word. Thank you that when the storm comes, we will be secure in you. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.